Well, welcome back. This is season 9 still, episode 11, AI versus songwriter, artificial intelligence versus the songwriter. Oh my. Let me first give a where do I start? This one's so deep, man. Let me first tell you, I have gotten fooled 3 times already by AI. It's so good. It's so good that I've gotten fooled 3 times into thinking that it was a live band, that it was an artist, but it wasn't. It was artificial intelligence. And this is crazy. Now, it's not fair. I don't think it's fair that you can go into the computer and say, write me a song about living right in the style of Tim McGraw, 1990. Hit enter, and you got a fully produced song. Fully produced with the music, with the vocals, radio ready, done. And then you call it some kind of name, the Delta Project, I don't know. Riptide, you know, whatever you want to call it. And you send it off to the radio stations. They're like, oh man, that's good stuff there. Not even realizing that it's artificial intelligence. As opposed to the singer-songwriter or the songwriter who works his craft, has to come up with an idea, then has to sit there and work the words and find something to rhyme with this or to make sense, something that's going to tell a story, spend all that time working out, and then get the melody right, make it fit in the stanza, make it fit in the melodic structure, all the things that go into writing a song, and then got to spend money to get the demo done, spend money to get it recorded, to compete against someone who's done that with the AI. It ain't fair. At least in my mind, it's not. Now, I can see if you're a singer-songwriter and you don't play an instrument, you know, that's great for demo purposes, right? I could see that. But when you're sending it out to radio stations and you're giving it a band name, or some just saying it's them as artists, you're saying because they think they wrote the song because they just put the subject matter and the topic in. That ain't cool. And like I said, 3 times I done got fooled by that. One was so good that I called the guy and asked for an interview. Thank goodness he was honest enough to say, well, he said, I wrote it, but he said it's AI. And I'm like, oh. He got into some kind of accident and he wasn't able to play anymore. So this gave him a form of getting his music out. And I kind of get that. I do. But it's still not a singer. It's an artificial voice, which some of them are so good you can't even tell. I mean, it just comes out. It was a good song. It was well written. But being a singer-songwriter myself, and an artist, I cannot, in good conscience, put that up against somebody who's working their craft and spending their hard-earned money or sponsor money that they're getting from family members to do something to try to get their music out there to reach the laws. I just can't do that in good conscience with somebody who's just typing it in and getting it done, when they're not spending nowhere close to the time or the money it takes to do that. Now, if you think that's wrong, well, you'll think that's wrong, and you can continue to think that's wrong. I'm sorry, we're going to agree to disagree, me and you. But man, it's so good. I can't tell the difference. So now, when I'm taking open submissions on the radio station, I'm having to ask, is this AI done or not? So when I come across somebody I don't know, and you see, I don't have time to go back and research. That's the thing. I don't have time to research them and say, you know, like, go look at their history, go look at whatever. I don't have that kind of time. So I'm basically or taking a person at their face value when they send me a song. And it's either going to make it or it won't. But if it's good vocals and good production and it fits the format, well, yeah, I'll take it. But now I'm going to have to start asking ahead of time, because if I don't know you or never heard of you, and that's how we got a lot of music too, by taking open submissions, we'd find some, we get some clankers, but we get some good ones. We get a lot of good ones too. But if I don't know, I'm going to have to ask, is any of this AI generated in any kind of way? Because if it is, I can't play it. Maybe I'll get them to put a disclaimer on the website too of the station. If it's, you know, we don't play AI generated material. Something like that. Something along those lines. I just don't think it's fair to do that. I really don't. Because I know what it takes. Even when a song comes together quickly, there's still a lot that goes into it by the time it gets produced to get it radio ready. And I can promise you, it's not just sitting down at the computer in a few minutes, typing in a few things, and you're done. It's a lot more time consuming than that. It's a labor of love for an artist. It really is. So going forward, I'm doing radio, I'm going to have to figure out a way to do a disclaimer. Say, you know, is this AI generated or isn't it? Because I can't tell the difference anymore. That's just the truth. I just can't tell the difference anymore. And that's not cool. Oh, man. As I said earlier, Well, that's it for AI versus artist. I'm going to leave it right there. Just think, coming back one more episode and we're going to finish out this season, season 9, and we'll start into season 10. Wow. Check out thehunterlogan.com for me. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, thehunterlogan.com, if you will. I appreciate all the help. Hey, I love you. Stay cool.
Oh, preacher now.